Today is Tuesday, March 19th. As I enter prayer now, I slow my body and quiet my mind, setting my whole being in the presence of the living God who is ever present to me, aiming all of my desire at the Father who loves to give good gifts to his children, who sets a table for me in the presence of my enemies, and who prepares a place for me even now.
Do not turn a deaf ear to me, for if you remain silent, I will be like those who go down to the pit.
Abba, Father, in this Lenten season of prayer and fasting, I remember Jesus in the wilderness now, fasting for 40 days of testing and temptation. Jesus resisted lesser appetites out of desire, not duty. Desire for me, to call me his own and bring me home. Holy Spirit, would you awaken my desire now, the greater hunger for which I am resisting lesser loves? Would my day begin and my prayer flow from the deep longing that I'm holding before you this Lenten season?
Today's reading comes from Psalm 28. To you, Lord, I call. You are my rock. Do not turn a deaf ear to me, for if you remain silent, I will be like those who go down to the pit. Hear my cry for mercy as I call to you for help, as I lift up my hands toward your most holy place. Do not drag me away with the wicked, with those who do evil, who speak cordially with neighbors but harbor malice in their hearts. Repay them for their deeds and for their evil work. Repay them for what their hands have done, and bring back on them what they deserve. Because they have no regard for the deeds of the Lord and what his hands have done, he will tear them down and never build them up again. Praise be to the Lord, for he has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song I praise him. The Lord is the strength of his people, a fortress of salvation for his anointed one. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Be their shepherd and carry them forever.
In times of lament, in the spaces where I am longing for God to meet me, I recognize that if I don't hear his voice or know his presence, I will have no true comfort. This cry of desperation from David in the psalm echoes that reality. If God doesn't respond to my cry, then it is all meaningless. I am without true help. God is the only one who can bring to me the reality I long to see and know. God, as I fast today and focus on my deepest desires, and as I bring before you all the realities I long to see, help me to know and trust that you hear my prayers. I ask that you, God, would help me to direct my heart and mind towards you, and give me the patience to await your response. As I return to this ancient prayer, I ask that my voice would join with the saints of old who have worn the narrow path I walk on today, and that I would, like them, entrust my whole life into your faithful hands today, Lord.
Do not turn a deaf ear to me. For if you remain silent, I will be like those who go down to the pit.
The psalmist writes, "If you remain silent, I will be like those who go down to the pit." Do I rely so thoroughly on God that I would feel helpless if he didn't respond to me? Do I know what it means to cry out to the Lord this way, and to give myself so deeply to the petitions of my heart? Jesus, as I fast from lesser loves this morning, I entrust the cares of my life, not to the coping mechanisms I tend to grasp at, but into your faithful hands. Now, as I enter this day, I raise my voice with the praise of Psalm 113. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Father, help me to live this day deeply and fully, in touch with my deep desire from waking till sleeping, perceiving your presence in the day's plans and interruptions, and regardless of what this day holds, may your praise be on my lips at the sun's setting, as it is now with the sun's rising. Amen.